Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, Matt Dowling of the 51st Legislative District in Fayette and Somerset Counties. Representative Dowling, welcome to another report to your constituents. This week, we'd like to begin by talking about a good news for students across the state, and that is a reduction in the amount of mandated testing that students will have to face in the upcoming years. Talk to us about why this is a good thing for students and teachers across the Commonwealth.
Yeah, definitely this is a win for Pennsylvania students and educators, but families alike. Mandated tests that are part of the Pennsylvania System of School Assessment, that's the PSSA, will be reduced by 20% for the upcoming 2017-2018 academic year. This is going to allow teachers to better instruct their students in specific subjects rather than increasing the amount of classroom time preparing for mandated exams. Specifically, the Department of Education is removing two sections, one in math and one in English language arts, and additional questions from the science section, which could eliminate up to two full testing days for some of our Pennsylvania schools. This change will impact students and teachers in grades 3-8, who will now spend an average of 20% less time on statewide testing. In similar efforts, the House is continuing to look at the facets of education to ensure a quality, affordable education for Pennsylvania families. Within the past year, the House has spearheaded legislation to further invest in public schools, ensure greater effectiveness and accountability with the PSSA, bring needed reforms to charter schools, and enhance career and technical education.
The next thing we'd like to talk about, Representative, is good news for anglers and those who are interested in learning about fishing across the state, and that is an opportunity to get a fishing license for a day for a buck. Talk to us about this.
Well, to encourage that love of fishing, the Pennsylvania Fish and Boat Commission is offering two special fishing opportunities to fish on Labor Day, September 4th. The first is a $1 license for adult residents and non-residents, good for Labor Day only. The second opportunity is the Mentored Youth Panfish Day. This provides youth anglers who have obtained a free mentored youth permit or have purchased a voluntary youth fishing license an opportunity to fish on 19 panfish enhancement lakes. Panfish include bluegill, sunfish, and yellow perch. The 19 lakes will be open to all anglers all day, but only mentored youth participants, adults, and kids may fish under the minimum size. More information, including a list of lakes, is available at www.fishandboat.com. To participate in the Mentored Youth Program, adult anglers 16 years or older must have a valid Pennsylvania fishing license and be accompanied by a youth. Both permits and licenses can be obtained at www.gonefishingpa.com.
And Representative, I understand that you're going to have an upcoming meeting with your constituents in your district. Talk to us about what's going on September 7th.
Well, in response to the Senate's revenue plan, which includes new or increased taxes on Pennsylvanians' utility bills and online purchases, the House Taxpayer Caucus will hold a hearing in Fayette County, which I requested. The hearing will take place on Thursday, September 7th at the Park Inn by Radisson, 700 West Main Street, Uniontown, at 1 p.m. The purpose of this hearing is to provide context for legislators in attendance as to how this plan will affect families, businesses, and industries throughout the Commonwealth. These tax increases, suggested by the Senate and supported by Governor Wolf, total more than $600 million. Based on our population, that comes to roughly $180 for every family of four. Confirmed testifiers at that hearing will include Muriel Nuttall, Executive Director of the Fayette Chamber of Commerce, Bob Shark, Executive Director of FAPEN Economic Development Council, as well as representatives from Chevron, the Dollar Energy Fund, Americans for Prosperity, and taxpayers of the 51st District. The September 7th hearing will be open to the public and will be live streamed at repdowling.com. Audio from the hearing will also be rebroadcast on WMBS Radio 590 AM and 101.1 FM on Friday, September 8th at 4:15 p.m. For additional information, please contact my district office at 724-438-6100.
Representative Dowling, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in next time for a legislative report with your state representative, Matt Dowling.